This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Brazilian authorities say that on Sunday at least 26 people have died in North Sao Paulo state amid floods and landslides, and warned the number could still rise. Meanwhile, North Korea, they have in fact fired another missile, another round of missiles, VOA's Joe Ramsey reports.
Jong-un warned U.S. forces to halt military drills, saying the reclusive nuclear state could turn the Pacific into a quote-unquote firing range. The launches came just 2 days after North Korea fired an intercontinental ballistic missile into the sea off Japan's west coast, prompting the United States to hold joint exercises with South Korea and separately with Japan on Sunday. North Korea's state media confirmed it fired two projectiles from a multiple rocket launcher aiming at targets hundreds of miles away. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is urging Western allies to quicken their military support for Ukraine, warning at a major international security conference that delays would play into Russia's hands as the invasion approaches its first anniversary. In an interview on Fox News Sunday, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says he can't say when the U.S. financial commitment to Ukraine will actually end.
We don't know. Again, we would like to see it end now. And certainly we want to see it on end on terms that are satisfactory to the Ukrainian people and to President Zelensky so that they remain a whole, free, sovereign, independent state.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says U.S. intelligence suggests China is considering providing arms and ammunition to Russia. He says such an involvement in the Kremlin's war effort would be a serious problem. This is VOA News. The Biden administration has averted a potential diplomatic crisis over Israeli settlements at the United Nations. The issue had threatened to overshadow Western effort for the U.N. to spotlight Russia's war with Ukraine during its one-year anniversary. Multiple diplomats familiar with the situation say the U.S. has successfully managed to forestall a contentious U.N. Security Council resolution pushed by the Palestinians and their supporters. It would have condemned Israel for settlement expansion and demanded a halt to future activity. Instead, the diplomats say the administration has managed to persuade both Israel and the Palestinians to agree in principle to a six-month freeze in any unilateral action they might take. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has taken a helicopter tour of one of the provinces worst affected by the February 6 earthquake in southern Turkey and northern Syria. Secretary of State making his first trip to NATO ally Turkey since he took office. Speaking to reporters, Blinken says that there is more aid coming from the United States.
We will be putting in another $100 million to assist those who are so desperately in need. We've drawn that from the Emergency Refugee and Migration Fund, as well as from the Humanitarian Assistance Fund that State Department and USAID have.
The quake so far has resulted in the deaths of more than 44,000 people, with that number still expected to skyrocket. More than 130 armed groups are operating and wreaking havoc in Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo. They attack, terrorize, and ravage villages in North and South Kivu and Ituri provinces, killed and maimed scores of people, and uprooted whole communities who have abandoned their homes in the fear for their lives. Lisa Schlein reports on the UNHCR appeal for intervention.
The UN Refugee Agency calls this one of Africa's most complex and long-standing humanitarian crises. As security worsens in the DRC, it says many more refugees will flee across borders into neighboring countries. This, says UNHCR spokeswoman Olga Serrato, will add to the burden on impoverished host communities and their ability to care for the needs of both their people and their refugee populations. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Indonesian police say they will escort back to Italy an Italian-Australian fugitive who was arrested on Indonesia's tourist island of Bali after 7 years on the run. Antonio Strandio appeared at an Interpol's red notice list when he was stopped and detained in Bali on February 3rd. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.